The state has a preliminary price tag for last month's earthquake, that main 7.0 shock. But as Zachariah Hughes of Alaska Public Media reports, the figure is still just a partial accounting.
So far, the state knows about $76 million worth of damage from the quake and the weeks of sizable aftershocks still rattling buildings. The majority of that money, around $48 million, is the cost estimate for repairs to public facilities.
That could be like roads, bridges, schools, you know, anything like that.
Logan Stolpe is a public information officer with the state's Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management. He says another $28 million is from damage reports by residents to essential personal property, like homes and vehicles. The $76 million estimate is a composite of information from public employees conducting superficial damage assessments and residents self-reporting what they've lost. But Stolpe says this is just a first draft in a longer process.
Essentially, what the preliminary damage assessment does is it gathers enough information to get an early estimate on the damages, and that way the governor can make an informed decision about requesting federal major disaster declaration.
While President Trump did declare a federal emergency related to the quake, that's a separate process from Alaska's governor submitting a formal request for a disaster declaration, which would unlock federal funds for repayment to Alaskans. The state is still tallying damage, with online reporting open through January 29th. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes,